Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice One.
This your man, Mastermind of Hell, Raise Up.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
From you know what I'm saying? I always thought that shit was cool about Memphis.
Yep. Even Lil Yo Gotti was down with he was always doing his own thing, but he was collaborating with us on a lot of stuff. But back in '96, '93, whatever. Yeah, he called himself Lil Yo back then. And,
yeah.
They kept bringing out underground plays, man. Back in the days, people would buy those plays like they buying CDs right now, for $10 and $20. You know what I'm saying? And I had my own store. I just rolled my own tapes. And when King of the Player Ball came out, and I saw so many of them at my store, I used to just hide them. I used to hide all of them. And just put one in that cassette thing where they buy the cassettes from.
Mm-hmm.
And people would just go crazy for their last one. And I'm like, man, I need 25, I need 34. But I had a notepad, man. I saw so many of them, I just kept filling up notepads, you know?
Yeah, like I remember buying mine from a music aquarium on Winchester and Kazaza from Little Larry, boy. And them motherfuckers first pop out, and motherfuckers tapes a break, and niggas go right back and buy them, you know what I'm saying? That's how
hot
a lot of cash in Memphis was at that time, in the streets, not really even being on the radio and shit. But when you ride down the street, only thing you hearing is a whole lot of profit shit when I first moved down there.
Yeah. Where you moved from? Where you come from? Where you moved from?
From the Chicago area, from Kankakee, Illinois.
Yeah,
and
Chicago.
I graduated from Hillcrest in 96.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Chicago was on it.
Yeah. Memphis and Chicago always had a similar style. Like if you took the Snipers or yourself or a Scam Man or there's a lot of cats. There's a lot of similarities, even though both cities were different. You know what I mean? But there was always a mutual respect between Memphis and Chicago. Did you guys did you work with any cats from Chicago? Or?
No, but yeah. Hold up, one cat from Chicago that I used to work with, and I was Quarter Key. He rapped on a lot of old stuff, like I think he rapped on 2000 Rap Dope Guy, and he rapped on a lot of underground stuff. He was hard. But he still is hard, right? He's blowing out the frame. A lot of people don't know who Quarter Key is, but once they find out who he is, man, dude got some serious flow, man. Real talk.
Yeah, and then, of course, you had the Tear the Club Up Thugs with Crucial Conflict and there's a good chemistry, I think, between the two cities, you know, and everybody always said, where did this style come from? And, you know, it's like, man, I really don't think anybody knows, man, because it goes back so far, you know. I know it wasn't Bone. I know it wasn't Bone.
Nah,
I mean,
you can go back to MC Ren. It's just MC Ren, like, started his own little. To me, MC Ren started with the flow style, like, where he brought it out first. But it can really go back before then, because if you listen to Marvin Gaye, Marvin Gaye was flowing. But as rappers, though, I say MC Ren took his flow to a certain level. And I just took it from where he took it from and just made it own. My style was just to make it longer. Take that. He was like 90% of the business, something, 90% of something. And then I just took it longer. I just took it longer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Flipping that shit.
Yeah, man. You and Lord going. Infamous, rest in peace, man. Both of you guys just snapping.
Rest
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that dude, he was also such a huge influence to many people. What was it like working with him in the studio?
Lord, man, it's like, man, him just, we just was some flowing ass niggas out of Memphis, man. Like, it's like everybody's always comparing us. Who flowed the hardest between Skinny and Lord? Who flowed the longest between Skinny and Lord? But we both with this hard as fuck. And I love Lord, that's my nigga, man.
Long
time. Yeah. It's a real blessing to even be able to say that you even work with Lord. You know what I mean? Lord be my.
Yeah.
Even when me and Paul wasn't even talking, man, and to today all of them was talking, man, Lord still be at my house, or I'd be around his house, and we'll be just chilling and like ain't shit going on, and we just doing our thing as friends, you know?
Yeah.
He was a good
dude. Yeah, man. He's a real humble individual.
Yeah. I really want to do something with his son pretty soon, man. I just ain't got a chance to holler at him yet. But we be chopping it up on Facebook here and now. But I most definitely want to do something with his son.
Yeah, I think a post that you had you talked about possible, or what do you think of me doing an album with Paul or something? Is that something that's possible in the future? Have you guys talked about it?
Yeah, we talked about it on Instagram, but maybe not a whole album, but like that was Paul say, he was like something. You know what I mean? We don't know exactly what, but something, you know. Maybe a few songs, maybe one.
Yeah, I was about to say, even if y'all did an EP, that should be dope, like a return to the Players Ball.
Do
an EP,
do a maxi single.
So you know.
Do like fucking 5150, put out like four tracks, fuck it. Slap a cover on that shit.
Whatever Paul want to do, though, I'm with it. He with it. He just, Paul very busy, man, bro. I'm very busy, too. So whenever we just really just meet up, man, and make it happen, it's going to go down.
Yeah. Most definitely. We're going to get off the track here in a minute, but we got a caller, Skinny. Caller, who is it?
You're live on the air, Murder Master Music Show. What's up?
What's up, y'all? Man, what's up, Skinny? This is Marcel, the Underground Savior, man. Represent from the ATL, man. And y'all know
what
me, just posted up on Savior.
How you doing, man?
What's up, Skinny, man?
What
we got
do,
much
man?
Love for you. And we got much love down here in the ATL, man. Much love.
What's up, man? I'm most definitely finna be in ATL tomorrow, too, man.
Oh, that's good, man. You doing the interview with B Hill? I mean, B High.
I'll be down there with him. And yeah, man, I really love the A, man. I really just left the A recently. I was just down there recently. I was just dealing with a few people on some business, and I shot them back to the M. Mm-hmm.
Oh, who's your favorite? Man, who's your favorite rapper down here?
My favorite rapper in Atlanta? Come on, man. Gucci. I got three of them, though. I ain't gonna lie. Gucci, one of my favorites, but I ain't gonna lie. Just because I know Gucci be bumping some of that. The style he bumped, man, it's like that dude know how to pick out beats, man. Like when he was back in the day, I like a lot of artists. You know, I like T.I., I like Jeezy, too. But. It's a lot. I like two. It's a lot. It's too many rappers in the A that I like, and I just met them in person. You know what I mean? So I ain't just gonna pinpoint no one, but I really do like Gucci though. You know, Gucci.
Will you work with Fabo again?
Huh?
Will you ever work with Fabo again?
Fabo on my Facebook page. It's like whenever we run across each other, when I did the song with Fabo, it was too cool late, so I really didn't get a chance to meet him face to face. It was like something that cool late, so like, man, I want you to get out. You know what I mean? And I was like, okay, I was in the George Clinton, you know what I'm saying?
What about, what happened to management? We don't hear him around no more.
Management, everybody know it or not, management, he hard, so I like him too. He started that style. I don't know if everybody know, but he started that style would be going like, that style, though.
Yeah.
Management was that style a long time ago, man. That style where they be like cutting in, they be chopping their flow I don't know if somebody was before management, but when I first heard this style, it was management doing it, you know?
Yeah, I might have to do some more research about that.
You know the style I'm talking about, though, right?
All right. I got to listen to more of his music again. I've been falling off lately. Been listening to K-Reno Zero, Your Music, T-Rock, Pastor Troy, Player Fly.
Pastor Troy, I love Pastor Troy music too, man. See, there's too many rappers in a lot of mine that I, you know what I mean, that I like. But Troy was, I used to bump the hell out of Troy shit that helped me Rhonda. That helped me run the jump. That whole CD there.
Yeah.
Man, I
was
the hell out of this thing.
You know who's dope? Who's the Hard Boys?
Huh?
The Hard Boys.
Who?
Yeah, the Hard Boys. The Hard Boys, they from Perry Home. They from the West Side. They came out around 91 to 92. It was kind of underground.
Hard Boys, I think I heard. I like the Ghetto Mafia, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Ghetto Mafia.
Shout out to Nino. I tell you who I'm fucking with, though, in Atlanta right now. What's my boy? Straight Drop.
Straight Drop.
And Villain TV. And some of the Beethoven artists, man. I fuck with Straight Drop, man. When I go to the A, that's what I'm going to hit up. And I'm going to hit up Dak Brown. I think he engineer and do some production for Two Thang and all them. You know?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to fuck with Zeno. My boy Zeno, man. With Zeno singing out the frame, man. He real underrated. Serious. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Skinny, We got a couple tracks from you, but the first one I want to play, you just sent me tonight, That Bitch Out of Pocket, man. That thing goes hard as fuck. Tell everybody about this song.
Yeah, I had recorded that song in Houston. And I was at my boy Major's studio in Houston. When I dropped that song, man, it's like, that shit was just hard, but when I heard the beat, my boy Snap made the beat. And I had collab with my homeboy, he a real pimp nigga from Minnesota, named YP. We was talking YP for Young Pimp. And we just put it together, man, and that shit was hard as fuck. It's like one of my favorite songs. I just hate I got a clamper in it. I wish I could get that mother played live, you know? So,
yeah.
But it's one of my favorite songs on the album, you know.
Oh yeah, that
thing's
knocked, man.
Talking about out of pocket hoes, man. Renegade, faggot ass hoes. That's what it's talking about. Bitch out of pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Here it is. We'll be right back with Skinny Pimp. Don't go nowhere.
Last nigga, I'm in this for the cash. That love shit, it never lasts. So I smash on a funky ass. All gas, no brakes. Pimp C, lots of sex. Smoke good and ride great. Number one rule, don't play a hate. Bitch out of pocket, I'm break a ass. Take the phone, call your line. Look, man, I got the hoe. You ain't gotta look for the hoe no more. My pimp is strong and my money long. Shout out Pimp, put me on the song. From Minnesota to Memphis 10. Niggas better know we getting it in. I'm iced up in my bands, right? You can look and tell I'm living right. Louis shoes, them ain't no Vans. Louis Bell holding up my pants. All these bitches wanna know my dance. But all these bitches gotta hit my hand. All these bitches gotta hit my hand. All you hoes gotta hit my hand.
She say she down with you, but she choosing me. You know the business, that bitch she out of pocket. She choosing on my tune. I ask my pimp, what I do? Play it by the rules, pimp. That bitch she out of pocket. She say she down with you, but she choosing me. You know the business, that bitch she out of pocket. She choosing on my tune. I ask my pimp, what I do? Play it by the rules, pimp. That bitch she out of pocket.
Put it out. Everybody been waiting on the motherfucker.
So, got to drop. I'm going to bring the new year in right, man. I got this other song right. Well, Beat King that I did, man. It's more like a crunk ass song. It's like feature a little guy, a guy from Memphis out of Smoking City named Lil Yo. And Lil Yo, he banging, man. So I put him on the chords and shit, I did my thing. So it kept me in with the young crowd. So I ended up mixing my old style with the new style, with the young style, the little things they doing, you know. But I mixed mine. It's just like taking my old flow and making it upgrading it some more. You feel me? But keeping the old flow too. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Bro, my new album so motherfucking bumping, man. It don't make no motherfucking sense for it. That so bumping. I can just keep sending you songs, man. Any song I sing, you're gonna be like, damn, this shit hard. Damn, this shit hard. Damn, this shit hard. You know what I'm saying?
So it sounds like you really had fun recording this album and getting it together.
Yeah, man. I got a song called Chess. That motherfucker's so hard. It produced by one of my niggas from West Memphis. And then I got this the one with Beat King. He like the hardest producer in Houston. He one of the hardest producers in Houston. That joint called Now I'm Up. And then I got another joint on that bitch called I got a joint Project Pat that gonna be on there with me, Project Pat, and Robin Trill. What's my next song? Bitch, I'm never trusting you. Just because you smart, ho. That joint there. That joint fine. I got too much shit on that, man. I even got the girl from, they used to rap with Jay-Z, Amil. And I got them on some shit, too. We got some shit. I got some shit, man. It's going to be hard.
I was about to say, I didn't even know she was still rapping.
She's a banging. She bumping out the frame. She just staying out the limelight. But then, man, that girl got some. Man, that girl, she got that voice. I always loved her voice. She already had the flow. I just loved her voice. So, most definitely got her on that car. This banging, man. I'm going to be dropping that dump pretty soon next year. I was going to drop it this year, but I'm going to wait till next year and just put it all the way out. I'm just seeing whatever DJ Paul's on. If he going to put something on there, we're going to put something out just together. I don't know what we're going to do yet. But whatever, it's going to go down.
Yeah, that'll be a good look, too, man, for you guys to get back together and do some classic shit. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all may put, like I say, for instance, the King of the Players Ball came out with like 20 plus years ago, and that shit still bang with anything that's dropping right now, especially with a lot of these guys. So to say, copying y'all style, so to speak, you know what I'm saying, or influenced by y'all, you know what I'm saying. I can still put some of them songs up with any of the songs that's getting played right now and feel confident playing them, you know what I'm saying. So
yeah,
like that shit will never go nowhere.
Yeah,
y'all,
you're right.
Y'all forever solidified in history.
Nobody crossed.
Why do you think you guys know like you never really crossed over into the mainstream at the time when the South was really just blowing all the way up? Like, 'cause I always felt like y'all were some of the biggest solo, like you was a solo artist, just as big as doing anything with 3-6.
I just feel like I always stayed in the damn studio recording. I feel like the reason why my stuff never went mainstream because I wanted to just, we wanted to one time when we was with TVT. We thought that we were gonna have some mainstream. We did some mainstream songs, but it's like every time I try to do a mainstream album, it's like I still be underground with it or something. I don't know. It's just in me. Cause I had features with Lil Wayne and Lil Jon, but it seemed like I never wrote a damn good ass song that can go straight for the radio. My shit always was hood, just underground. I don't know. It's like I had a song with Lil Wayne. I could have did any kind of song that's strictly just a radio single-ass song, but I ended up doing a song called Do What You Do. It was on the radio, but it was still not a radio song. You know what I mean?
Right.
That shit was about getting high as a motherfucker and all kind of shit. It was like, do what you do. Whatever you do, do what you do. If that didn't make the radio, that was the closest they can get besides TVs. You know, TVs were more like crossover songs because it was like, turn your TVs on. But it still was a hood song, though, because niggas in the hood were really riding with TVs and shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't target my shit for the radio. I just do it.
Let's give him that whole mix with 8-Ball and MJG. Intro this song for us, Skinny.
You say what now? Intro it? Dig that. Well, y'all check out my new underground single. Feature 8-Ball and MJG. We call it Midnight Hoes, but for the radio, Midnight Pros.
Yeah.
You did.
I've been wasting all this time fooling around with midnight hoes. I've been wasting all this time jumping in and out my clothes. I've been wasting all this time blowing kush all out my nose. I've been wasting all this time. Guess that's just how my life goes.
She finally met a pimp that can make that. I move back to Texas where the shake jumps ain't broke. When I fell up off the plane, I jump back on my grind. I put some work up in Treasure, I'm still getting on mine. Skinny pimp living by the rules of the game. Still dropping CDs and hoes, that shit change. Memphis pimps riding clean behind the tent on that cushion. Hoes working 24 hour shifts, tricks, love the fuck. Some peas be pulling up in them Phantom Ghost Rolls Royces. Aston Martin and 4G autos on them Porto Porsches. It's 20 years dopey, and skinny pimp still living and hustling. Stop trying to cone if you ain't spending no money, you ain't talking about nothing.
Worked the blades and the shake jar, and I am the king of the jumping off the feet to a real P-I-M-P while these tired hoes bleed. While we go home, baby, put that money in my hand. I don't need you to help me count these bands, ho, you understand. Now in my life, I'm through looking for bitches that been in the game and they ready to take it. They tired and they lame and don't hustle the same and they stay out of the pocket. Remember my name. Skin it feel hard on the hoe and I'm getting my door. If they stress and I'm dumping their ass. And if they complain about helping me out in the past, goodbye, thanks for the can, bitch.
Yeah, that's what it is right there, man. That's
talking
anybody
about.
Anybody got love for me, boy, I swear I show them twice as much love back. That's just how I am. Everybody know that, Mom.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you interact with your fans, and that, you know, that's what separates you from a lot of cats. A lot of cats don't do that. A lot of cats, they keep to themselves pretty much, but you really interact with your fans. But then you send some of these fools to the gun line, Skinny. You got to do that once in a while.
Sound right, because I be having some haters, too, now. And they be cool as hell. They be some group of haters. They be group of
haters. Don't cross that goddamn... Right, don't cross that goddamn gun line.
When I be doing my cartoons and shit, like I be doing cartoons and shit called Gangsta Zone, and the guys who used to, it's some little dude used to diss me on MySpace back in the day, and I end up, his name was Johnny Rebel, some little Johnny Rebel dude, he was old, and I just took his picture, he tries to Johnny Rebel. First of all, you just look up what the name Johnny Rebel, man. It'll make you mad as hell. But anyway, but I just took his picture, right? And I just made a cartoon out of it. You know what I'm saying? And he was like my main cartoon character. And it was a lot of them. They were just coming from nowhere. So I ain't just want to do everybody. I ain't want to make, like, say I'm making a big fan base of haters just because they want to be in my cartoon. But I grabbed a few of them haters, and I ended up drawing that. And make cash. I told I'm gonna get rich out of y'all want to play with me. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't
yeah, I was just about to say, is you thinking about pursuing your doing your cartoons and everything
get
up off the ground, or is that just something you do for a hobby?
Nah, that's my biggest kept secret. Like it's like it can reincarnate anything I've done, everything I have done in the past to now. You know, it's like. Bringing a cartoon, doing a cartoon is like making a human being. Which you ain't. I'm not God, but it's like making a human being. Like it's like I draw this dude out of nowhere, and then I make him talk. I make him walk. You know what I mean? I put him in the seat. It's like fun.
Your own creation.
Yeah, it's like walk talking. It's gonna last forever. So you know. Yep. I love cartoons. I love doing. I like Seven My Father, and that's like one of my favorite animators. But my teacher, John Murray, you know what I mean? The one who do SpongeBob. I do take a lot of classes from him, so I know I'm gonna be a cold motherfucker real soon, man.
I'm looking forward to checking them out because you never know. You might have your cartoon on Cartoon Network or something. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah. My homeboy, Lil Peanut, if y'all know Lil Peanut, he got a Honey Hathaway show on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, he on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, his dad, like, he had a direct connect with Cartoon Network, and Lil Peanut always be like, Skinny, when did you go finish my cartoon? And by all the time, I'm just learning and learning. My problem is I want to sit back and learn every goddamn thing before I drop it. But I'm about to start releasing it pretty soon, man. Yeah, because I got some major connections with my animation stuff. I just haven't just been released or nothing yet.
Yeah, we got another caller, guys. 312 Chicago.
Shot time.
Hey, what's up, Skinny?
What it do?
Man, what's up, man? It's Chris, man, a.k.a. C3. What's good with you?
C3, what up, Chris? Number one,
man, ain't nothing too.
Number one guys right there, y'all. He got every CD I ever made, man. Every CD I come out with, every CD that man got.
Yeah, we're going back to the Ustream days.
Yeah, I can dig it, Chris.
Support.
How you doing down there, man?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm just checking in with you. I was listening to the show, and I heard you say you were like, for anybody that has love for you, you know, you show twice as much love back. And I just want to say, man, I can attest to that. The first time I ever met you, you know what I'm saying? You didn't know me from a can of paint. And we met up at the Captain D's, gave me the insert to King of the Players Ball, signed it, the whole nine. That made my day, man. So I'm just checking in, man. Really just say I'm looking forward to the new projects, man. And I'm hoping that 2016 is real prosperous for you, big dog.
Man, I appreciate you, man. For real, man, I appreciate that. And then I even came to Chicago, and me and you met up too, remember?
Yeah, a couple times. Because one time I gave you a picture that one of the guys did that I was working with, because I was working with this nonprofit, and I tried to get him to work with you, but then he dropped the ball, so.
Yeah, yeah. He's a good artist, though, but, you know, I met him through you, so he got to stick with you, man, because, you know, and we keep it moving. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Man, look here. Man. When is Mayor and the Pimp coming out, man? I've been waiting for that CD for damn near a decade.
Yeah.
That joint gonna drop, man. It really supposed to drop in December, but Jeff gonna do that Selecto, since it's coming out on the Selecto. They probably bring it out, like, in January for sure. And, I think they gonna be, they probably put some pre-orders and all that stuff up on iTunes pretty soon. But it's really not in my hand, but it is in my hands a little bit, because it's like they want me to put some more songs on there, and you know, it's like me and Black, we satisfied with what's on there, but we want to add some more stuff onto it, man. It's like we got Gangsta Pat, we got DJ Zerk, and we got a lot of different people on there. We got one song, me, Gangsta Pat, and Zerk. We started doing
the
song with No More Life.
Did you do something with Tommy Wright or Player Fly, any of them old school cats?
No, but Tommy Wright is my guy, and Player Fly. But we supposed to put Lil White on there, T, Lil Al Capone, but we ain't finished it yet. Like, we still got that, so I'm like, let's just put it out, and we'll do that other song to put that on something else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That album, man, we did that album so long ago, and then we started putting new songs. We started remaking it. One year we was doing it, and then we stopped for about 2 years or 3 years or whatever and started back working on it with some more songs. We got Carmike on there.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you about Carmike.
Yeah, we got Carmike.
I can help you.
I ain't going to lie.
He's got a kind of
vlog,
but...
Yeah. I might snap on that bit.
So, wait, you got King of the Players Ball 3, you got Something for the Street, you got Man the Pimp 2, and you got Street Mix Volume 3 coming out.
Yeah, I put a hold on Street Mix Volume 3, and I put a hold on King of the Players Ball 3 for one reason. The King of the Player Ball 3, I really wanted Paul to fuck with me on that one. So I just stopped there for a minute and just started working on Something for the Streets to give Paul enough time, for me and him enough time to maybe come back together and put it out together. Because I really don't want to even put it out unless we put some kind of input on it. You feel me? And on Streaming Volume 3, that's not gonna come out next year. I just ain't picked out a date when I'm gonna drop it though.
I mean, this damn near the 20-year anniversary of King of the Players Ball.
Uh huh.
Damn.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I might chop it up with Paul like he do, like some new songs on there, maybe, and do some videos or something, like a Looking for the Chewing video or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was thinking about doing Looking for a Touring video on a private jet.
I think it's funny how shit played out. I think Paul needs you,
man.
Honestly.
My homeboy got a private jet, man. He be fly planes and shit. I was like, man, we gonna do the Looking for a Touring video on this motherfucker. I don't know.
That wax. You know, they did that with the Mystic Styles. Limited edition.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all different kinds of possibilities, because, I mean, that album, I mean, is definitely one of the most definitive albums of the 90s. Anybody who hasn't heard that album needs to check it out. I mean, King of the Players Ball is the shit. Still to the
I'm about to tell
we
out.
Got another 901, Skinny.
Rest, but I just wanted to check in with you, Skinny. I appreciate y'all for having me on the show, man. Much love, y'all.
Hey,
no doubt, man.
GSforLife.com. Keep tuning in, brother. I appreciate you.
Oh, man, will do, man. All right, y'all.
All right.
Thank you. Windy City. Then we got Memphis again. Memphis, you're on live with Skinny Pimp.
What's up, Pimp?
Zerk.
What's up? Yeah, how you
doing? Hey, what's up, Zerk?
Legendary DJ Zerk in the house.
Hey, you know what the time, man. You know what I'm saying? Look, one of the Memphis legends, you know what I'm saying, pioneers of this. Hey, man, I just got to, you know what I'm saying, say, you know, hey, much love, brother.
Man, I appreciate that, Zerk. Now, that was talking about God. I know that voice anyway. What's up, Tim?
Hey, I just went on Facebook and I seen first thing came on, you was on there. So I said, man, let me call. Yes, sir. I just want to show some love, man. You know what I'm saying? Respect, man. That's all, y'all. You know what I'm saying? To the Murder Master Show, Skinny Pimp, you know what I'm saying? Memphis Legend Pioneer. Yeah.
Hey, sir, I was just at the studio over the other day, man, with Turbo and them over there at the station,
I know they told me, man. Yeah, they told me you came up there and dropped the song off and stuff, man. Yeah,
I'm going to get back over there now, man. And we, man, what's up with the movie, man? We supposed to been doing? What are we going to do about it?
I'll let you see it. I got it all rolled out, you know what I'm saying? So I'll let you see it and, you know, and go from there.
Okay. Trackman, everybody still on board?
We got some more people on board too. I ain't talked to Trackman about it, but the guy that's shooting the 3811 3811 6 movie, he wants to shoot it. You know what I'm saying? But Sweetie said he was involved in it too. So you know, I want you to do is read the script and then you know you kind of go from there. You know, so.
All right.
So we can make it more about us. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of, you know what I'm saying. Well, we'll discuss that later.
All right.
All right, y'all. Much love to all y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? And let's keep it Memphis, man.
Hey, come back. Got to have you back on the show, man.
Man, all the time, brother. You know what I'm saying? We go back, you know what I'm saying, like 20 years, don't we?
That's a long time.
Yeah, man, that's a long time. And each one of us is still in this. So, you know, life is beautiful, ain't it? Life is wonderful, man. Hey, we all, man, is blessed, brother. We all live,
hey, man.
Man,
a wonderful 2016 to all of us, man.
I am
all of our families, too. All of our families.
Yeah, we family, man. I mean, anytime, man. But, all right, man, y'all have a good time, man. But, Skinny, holler at me, man, and I'll let you see it, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, I'm going to hit y'all up, man. I'm going to be back over there once I get back in town from Atlanta.
Okay. All right, my brothers, y'all take care, man.
All right,
Zerk. Hey, take care, man. Another Memphis legend right there. Always good to have you guys on the phone together chopping it up. We still need to do one thing we haven't done yet. We haven't done a Memphis roundtable. I wouldn't mind having you, Pat, like you said, Player D, Zerk, Al, you know, Paul, whoever, man. Just have a bunch of people come together and just chop it up, man. Maybe we can do that in the future. Something we can do in 2016. Skinny, I want to thank you for calling in this show, man. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Before you go, if anybody wants to get at you for verses, for shows, man, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Man, hit me up on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, and it's all SkinnyPimp999. So Facebook.com/SkinnyPimp999, Twitter.com/SkinnyPimp999, Instagram/SkinnyPimp999. And I want to give a shout-out to all my people that's helping me out promoting this Midnight Hoes. I want to give a shout-out to your station, man, for helping me out. All my guys in St. Louis, all over, man. And I want to give a shout-out to the Give Me Some family, Z-Dawg, AK, Killer, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's helping me out with my album and helping me out, and all my friends and shit, man. I'm just ready to do this shit. I'm ready to do some motherfucking shows, man. You feel me? Because I ain't do no songs in a while because I just been just chilling and pimping and hustling and, you know, all that shit. You know what I mean? So I'm pretty much sit back and man, get this music shit back on point, man. Let these niggas know where it come from, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Anytime you want to come back, you're more than welcome.
For sure, man. That's what it is, man. I got some little young niggas I'm about to bring to the table, too, man. You know what I'm saying? But I got to make sure they got their mind right, man. Cause these young niggas out here, they be thinking they know everything, and they don't be knowing how to shit. And then they be trying to get free game from me. And, man, I ain't giving them away no free game. I might give you a little bit to show you how real it is, and then I'm going to cut you out, man. So if you ain't trying to really be down with it, don't come fucking with me. Have your money right, because I want some money for giving you some game.
Exactly. Real talk,
man. And I salute y'all, man. Thanks for having me on the show, man.
No doubt, man. Anytime, Skinny. Marcel, right. You still there?
Yeah,
man. Thanks for tuning in to all the shows, man. We definitely appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? You know, you represent Atlanta. We have another guy that calls in from time to time, Westside Willie. For some reason, this motherfucker... he's from L.A., and shout out to Westside Willie, he's good people, but for some reason this motherfucker hates Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, what? We gotta have you and him go toe-to-toe on one of these shows, I'm telling you, this fool, I mean, he doesn't, you know, he looks at Atlanta, and he just sees, you know,
Young Thug, yeah.
Some bullshit. Yeah, bullshit like that, he doesn't know about the hard
them guys don't represent a lot.
Mike Fresh, and all the legends, Sammy Sam, you know.
Right.
It's just one of them dudes like that, man. You know, so you got to, Westside Willie, if you're listening, you know, say, call into one of these shows and talk to Marcel here. He'll let you know what's up with the real Atlanta. You know, and really,
yeah.
Man, a lot of rappers, you know, including Pimp, you know, Skinny Pimp, you know, he went down to Atlanta, MC Breed, Bushwick Bill, I mean, the list goes on and on. Too Short, of course, Gangster Pat. A lot of people went down to Atlanta, made some phenomenal records, you know. So it's definitely, you know what I'm saying, definitely a historical city in that aspect.
Right.
Yeah.
But I love
one
that.
Hell of a show.
Not
one hell of a show. Say, what's that?
I love Atlanta. Atlanta always show love.
Yeah, see, yeah. That's coming from Skinny himself, see? So Westside Willie, you better recognize. Motherfucker calls in, the first thing he says is fuck Atlanta.
You gotta go to Atlanta, man, and see how much love them folks show you, man. They them folks show me love because I was a young nigga, so, you know what I mean? It is what it is, man. ATL, the spot. I love Memphis, too. H-Town, I'll be everywhere. So I want to just salute everybody who fucking with Skinny Pimp. And I want to give a shout-out, one more shout-out before I get off the phone. I want to shout-out my little nephews that's trying to get in the rap game, that's kind of hard-headed, and I want to give a shout-out to Ben Lee. you know what I'm saying? Love. Shout-out to Big Hoy. I'm out this thing, man. Y'all stay up, man.
Can't forget free Big Hill, man.
Yeah, that's what it is. Another show in the archives. Shit, we got another caller. Shit, man. 901. you just missed Skinny. Who is this, 901?
It's Two Tone, man. I was trying to call in.
Hey,
man.
Two Tone.
You know,
oh, shit, man. How you doing? Seems like we just had you on here
not too long. Yeah, I just wanted to show love to my guy, man. I hadn't heard, you know, talk to him in a long time. I'm off from the city.
Yeah, man, my bad. I'm just seeing this now, man. Skinny just came through, man. A hell of a show. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, I was talking to Skinny about this, too. I don't know if you heard. But I want to do a Memphis roundtable because we've had so many artists from Memphis on the show. Why not do a roundtable? Do you think
there's a roundtable? Would be dope.
You're one of the legends in Memphis. Is there enough unity to bring enough people together to do that?
Yeah, we can do it. We can do it, man. I think it can happen, man.
I think it can happen.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And also, I'd like to see a good Memphis compilation, man. It's been a minute since we've... Have you thought about doing something like that? Just get a bunch of Memphis rap?
I'm not going to lie. I never thought of that. You know.
Definitely.
I'm sure. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Well, if people want to check out your album, Overworked and Underpaid, it's available right now everywhere. Like I said, go check out the review, ugsforlife.com.
Mm-hmm.
So while we got you on the phone, man, why don't we play one of these we'll end the show to a Clubhouse Click song.
Man, I appreciate it.
Shit, man. How about that's a good one right there. Fuck a job. They're all bangers.
Hey, yeah, fuck a job. That's my shit too.
Well, fuck a job. I want everybody listening. Anybody listening right now? I want you to go tell your boss tomorrow to go fuck a job. They fuck.
Yeah, I sure
want to
tell them. UGS for life, you bitches, we out this motherfucker. Yeah.
Haven't sent your severance pay to me, you motherfuckers.
Exactly.
Fucking job by the Clubhouse Click. We're out of here. We'll see you guys Thursday. We got Living Dead Productions LDP Roundtable. Scratch is going to bring about 10 motherfuckers on the show from all over the country, pretty much. And they're going to talk about their music. We got tons of tracks. Check that out. Then Friday I actually did a mix. It's I wouldn't call it a mix. All I did was put tracks together and smash them in together. So I picked my favorite songs for the year 1993. Don't ask me why. I guess that was a good year. Maybe I got fucking high a lot. I don't know. But check that out. That's the Slaughter Hour episode 5 this Friday. Then Saturday, KFYB, Sunday in Church Reality. Then the week after we got Necro. For those who don't know who Necro is, he's got a huge following on the East Coast. Dude's a very talented MC. Then after that, we got the Brother Nip show. He's going to preview 8 tracks off his upcoming album, The Street Messiah, also featuring DFI Records. Don't go nowhere. We're going to give you this song right here, Fuck a Job by the Clubhouse Click. Get that shit right now, available everywhere online. And, of course, you know what I'm saying? Check out the review at ugsforlife.com. Go fuck yourselves. We're out of here.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all.
You know,
UGS for life,
people don't totally understand the meaning of the job. It means just over broke. They put you in a situation where they feel like you need them. Fuck them. Get your own shit. Make your own money, no matter what it is. Legal. Illegal, don't let nobody put no kind of restrictions on how many hours you work, how much you can make. Fuck these bitches,
fuck the
herd.
Fuck the job,
it's going down. Black Rain.
Fuck the job, yeah. We got the trap back, pop. We do coke, we live the lean, everybody shopping, yeah. Fuck the job, yeah. We got the trap back, pop. We do coke, we build the lean, everybody shopping. I'm overworked,
I am.
I'm underpaid,
I am.
I'm overworked,
I am.
I'm underpaid,
I am.
Yeah. Fuck this bullshit, yeah, we feeling like a slave. Yeah, fuck the job, we got the trap back, pop. We do. I went to work and realized some shit I ain't made. I'd rather hustle hard, work overtime to get my ass paid. I used to listen to them process it, but it didn't profit. Got my own shit, so the job shit I had to stop. I be my own boss, my own rules, I'm on my own time. A nigga moving silently, don't talk about the grind. Gas stove in a pot, working out a cone spot. Grocery like Kroger, but some people call it safe. I'm like the strongest for the people who wanna get paid. Get your own shit, yep. So you can show them self-made. Yacht micromanaged, cause he panic, threatened about a job. Fuck these damn pistols, the crime click is like the mob. Yep. Fuck the job, yeah. We got the trap back, pop. We do coke, we here to lean, everybody shopping, yeah. Fuck the job, yeah. We got the trap back, pop. We do coke, we here to lean, everybody shopping. Right. I'm overworked,
I am.
I'm underpaid,
I am.
I'm overworked,
I am.
I'm underpaid,
I am.
Yeah. Fuck this bullshit, yeah, we feeling like like a slave. Yeah, fuck a job. We got the trap back popping.
Fuck a job. I'd rather get that work than go to work. Sit at home and push that work. Shit, I bet I make that work. Flip my hustles, hit the studio, and later charge a bitch. Never sleep, I stay at it, always on some money shit. Mr. 38106 in Park, watch me roll the loudest spark. Rapping in the dark, get a job, it ain't in my heart. I hustle hard, stack my paper, then do it again. If you ain't talking about money, then we ain't gonna be friends. I'm the baddest, pushing schematics, my hustle's acrobatic. I'm at it, loose change, dollar bills, I gotta have it. Don't need taxes when it comes to my paper coming home. No traces, no paper trail, I keep my money out my home.
Fuck a job, yeah. We got the trap back pop. We do coke, we build the lean. Everybody shopping, yeah. Fuck a job, yeah. We got the trap back pop. We do coke, we build the lean. Everybody shopping,
right.
I'm overworked,
I am.
I'm underpaid,
I am.
I'm overworked,
I am.
I'm underpaid,
I am.
Yeah. Fuck this bullshit. Yeah, we feeling like a slave. Yeah, fuck a job. We got the trap back pop.
Now, I ain't worried about no job. Been getting money. Go hard. Ever since I was a youngster, no ghetto was in my heart. Chasing paper, pimping pins. My whole life I was taught to win. It ain't no second place when your paper chase. I'm trying to win a race from Magnolia. That's where it started. Grew up tough and raised retarded. All my niggas in black rain do get money and tote that farted. Fuck working, I've been working. Got my own club, been twerking. Young nigga, move that dope in a whole lot more. Nigga, I've been serving. I'm trying to make it to a million. That's all on my mind. Fuck these bitches, they on the grind, get money, no wasting time. Hustle hard and grind smart is all a nigga know. Stacking, flipping, making profits, getting in and out the dough.
Fuck the job,
yeah.
We got the trap back pop. We do coke, we build the lean. Everybody shopping,
yeah.
Fuck the job,
yeah.
We got the trap back pop. We do coke, we build the lean. Everybody shopping,
right.
I'm overworked,
I am.
I'm underpaid,
I am.
I'm overworked,
I am.
I'm underpaid,
I am.
Bullshit, yeah, we feeling like a slave. Yeah, fuck the job, we got the trap back pop.